please be respectful to the Buddha by reciting Namo Tassa 3 times. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. We will try to mantra for a few minutes. Question answer will be more than. So if you want to ask any question, it is better to write on paper. You can give to the organizer. It is better. Do you want to attain Nibbana? Do you want to attain Nibbana? Okay, very good. What you should try? On one occasion, the Blessed One was dwelling among Ujjayins at Kodikama. Here, the Blessed One addressed to the bhikkhus thus, bhikkhus, it is because of not understanding and not penetrating the Four Noble Truths that you and I have for a long time wondered the round of rebirth. What for? Because it is because of not understanding and not penetrating the Noble Truth of the Safari that you and I have for a long time wondered the round of rebirth. It is because of not understanding and not penetrating that you and I, it is because of not understanding and not penetrating the noble truth of the origin of suffering that you and I have for a long time wondered the round of rebirth. It is because of not understanding and not penetrating the noble truth of the cessation of suffering that you and I have for a long time wondered the round of rebirth. It is because of not understanding and not penetrating the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering that you and I have for a long time wondered the round of rebirth. The noble truth of the suffering has been understood and penetrated. The noble truth of the origin of suffering has been understood and penetrated. The noble truth of the cessation of suffering has been understood and penetrated. The noble truth of the birth leading to the cessation of suffering has been understood and penetrated. Craving for existence has been cut off. The conduit or tendency to new existence has been destroyed. Now there is no more one renewed existence. This is the Kodikama Sutta of Sikha Sanyutta. So if you want to attain Nibbana, first you should try to understand and penetrate the Four Noble Truths. What are the Four Noble Truths? Number one, the Noble Truth of Suffering. Dukkha Sitya. Number two, the noble truth of the origin of suffering, Smurya Sitya. Number three, the noble truth of the cessation of suffering, Nirodha Sitya. Number four, the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering, Metta Sitya. Altogether, there are four noble truths. If you want to attain Nirvana, first you must try to understand and penetrate. To understand and penetrate these four noble truths. Do you agree this statement? Do you understand? So if you want to realize Nirvana, you should try to realize these four noble truths. There is also another sutta called Kudagara Sutta. In that sutta, Buddha says thus, because if anyone said, without having built a room for a pinnacle house, I will erect the roof, such as it is impossible. So do, because if anyone said, without having realized the noble truth of suffering as it really is, without having realized the noble truth of the origin of suffering as it really is, without having realized the noble truth of the cessation of suffering as it really is, without having realized the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering, I will make a complete end of suffering such as it is impossible. Without understanding and realizing four noble truths, you cannot attain the end of suffering, that is Nirvana. So, if you want to realize or to attain Nirvana, what you should do? Because if anyone said, after having built the room of a pinnacle house, I will erect the roof such as it is possible. So do, because if anyone said, having realized the noble truth of suffering as it really is, having realized the noble truth of the origin of suffering as it really is, having realized the noble truth of the cessation of suffering as it really is, having realized the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering as it really is, I will make the complete end of suffering such as it is possible. In this way, forget that. So, without realizing four noble truths, if you want to attain Nirvana, such as it is impossible. So if you want to attain Nirvana, first you must try to understand and to penetrate the four noble truths. What is the noble truth of suffering? Birth is suffering, aging is suffering, illness is suffering, death is suffering. Being dissociated with pleasure is suffering. Being associated with unpleasant is suffering. Not to get what one wants is suffering. In brief, five aggregates of clinging are suffering. So, if you want to realize or to penetrate the noble truth of suffering, first you must try to understand and penetrate the five aggregates of clinging. What are five aggregates? What are five aggregates of clinging? Rupa upadana khanda, vedana upadana khanda, tinya upadana khanda, sankhara upadana khanda, vijnana upadana khanda. There are five upadana khandas. These five upadana khandas are translated as five aggregates of clinging. So, the material aggregate of clinging, feeling aggregate of clinging, perception aggregate of clinging, formation aggregate of clinging, consciousness aggregate of clinging, all together they are five clinging aggregates. What is materiality aggregate of clinging? There is another sutta in Khandavagga Sanyutta. Khanda sutta. In that Khanda sutta, Buddha says thus, Yankinchi rupa adhita nagata vichopana ijadava vedava olarigava sukumava inava panitava yanture santigeva sasama upadhani yaho chati rupu upadhani khanda. What is the meaning? Whatever kind of materiality there is, whether past, future, or present, internal or external, gross or subtle, gross or subtle, inferior or superior, far or near, that are tainted, that are clung to be. All these 11 types of aggregates are called, all these 11 types of materiality are called the materiality aggregate of clinging. In the same way, 11 types of feeling, 11 types of perception, 11 types of formations, 11 types of consciousness are respectively called the feeling aggregate of clinging, perception aggregate of clinging, formation aggregate of clinging, consciousness aggregate of clinging. These 11 types of five aggregates of clinging are called dukkha sitya, the noble truth of suffering. First, you must try to understand and penetrate this number one noble truth, the noble truth of suffering, or 11 types of five aggregates of clinging. This is dukkha sitya. This dukkha sitya is the object of vipassana insight. If you want to practice vipassana, first you must try to understand these 11 types of five aggregates of clinging. Without understanding and penetrating the 11 types of five clinging aggregates, if you practice vipassana, then your vipassana will be only just supervision, not real vipassana. According to Buddha's teaching, materiality arises as small particles. Our body is composed with small particles. If you analyze these small particles, in each small particle, there are 8 types of materiality, such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, nutritive essence, etc. In some kalabas, there may be 9 types of materiality. In some kalabas, there may be 10 types of materiality, etc. Without realizing kalabas and without penetrating ultimate materiality in each kalabas, If you practice vipassana, you are vipassana will be only just superficial, not real vipassana. So if you want to practice real vipassana, first you must try to understand the five aggregates of kalinga. Secondly, you should try to understand the kalinga and the origin of suffering, samudaya, citta. The noble truth of the origin of suffering, samudaya, citta. What is samudaya, citta? Is one suttas, like Dhamma Jagga Bodhana Sutta, etc., Buddha taught craving as samudaya, citta. Craving is samudaya, citta. If you have craving for new existence, your wholesome karma and unwholesome karma can produce new existence. If you add a hardship, if you destroy the craving for new existence, then your wholesome and unwholesome karma, which you had been accumulated, cannot produce any new existence. To destroy and to cut off craving for new existence, what you should try? You must try to understand four noble truths. By four paths in fruition knowledge. Four types of paths in fruition knowledge. These four types of paths in fruition knowledge will realize Nibbana. These four types of path knowledge will destroy defilements, including craving, stage by stage, systematically. When you add arhatship, arhatpat knowledge, your arhatpat knowledge will destroy completely with the remainder craving and other defilements. Other than your wholesome karmas and unwholesome karmas cannot produce any new existence. Because of this reason, in some suttas, Buddha emphasized samudaya citta as craving. Craving is samudaya citta. But craving never arises alone. Craving arises with associated mental formations. Among these associated mental formations, in types of defilements are predominant factors. So sometimes Buddha taught, the types of predominant defilements are also samudaya citta. But these same types of defilements cannot arise without associated mental formations as well as without consciousness. Therefore, sometimes all unwholesome dhammas, Buddha taught all unwholesome dhammas are samudaya citta. The noble truth of the origin of suffering. But not only unwholesome dhammas, but occasionally wholesome dhammas also can produce new existence. So because of this reason, in some suttas, all wholesome dhammas as well as unwholesome dhammas are taught as samudaya citta. These wholesome dhammas and unwholesome dhammas which can produce new existence are called samudaya citta. To understand these wholesome dhammas and unwholesome dhammas which can produce new existence, what you should try? You must try to understand even the origination of the Jaksamopada. Because of this reason, in the Tathagatana Sutta of Gotra Nikaya, Buddha says dependent origination is also samudaya citta. So this dependent origination is the second noble truth the noble truth of the origin of suffering. These two noble truths, Dukkha Sijja Dhamma and Samudaya Sijja Dhamma, are the object of Vipassana. Five aggregates and their causes are called Dukkha Sijja Dhamma and Samudaya Sijja Dhamma. These two noble truths are called Sankhara formations. You must contemplate these formations as Anicca, Dukkha, and Anatta. These formations, as soon as they arise, they pass away very, very quickly. So they are Anicca and permanent. They are always oppressed by rising and passing away, so they are Dukkha, suffering. There is no permanent entity, permanent substance in them, so they are Anatta, non-self. If you contemplate these formations as nature, Dukkha, and Anatta, such type of contemplation is called Vipassana insight. Without understanding ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes, as they really are. If you practice Vipassana, your Vipassana will be only just superficial. To understand this ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes, what you should find? There is one sutta called Samadhi Sutta of Sitta Sanyoga. In that sutta, Buddha says, Samadhi bhikkhave bhaveta samadhi do bhikkhave bhikkhu yatha buddha pajanati. Bhikkhus develop concentration. A bhikkhu who has concentrated mind understands the dhammas as they really are. What does he understand as it really is? He understands the noble truth of suffering as it really is. He understands the noble truth of the origin of suffering as it really is. He understands the noble truth of the cessation of suffering as it really is. He understands the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering as it really is. Bhikkhus develop concentration. A bhikkhu who has concentrated mind understands the Dhamma as they really are. In this way, Buddha taught. So because of this reason, if you want to understand the full noble truth, you should try samatha first. You should try to possess concentrated mind, especially jhana concentration is better. Why? Jhana concentration can produce such a powerful light. That light is called the light of wisdom. With the assistance of the light of wisdom, if you practice four elements meditation systematically, then when your concentration deep enough, then you can see small body gas called kalabas. With the assistance of the light of wisdom, if you analyze this kalabas, you can easily see a type of materiality, or 9 types of materiality, or 10 types of materiality, etc. They are ultimate materialities. If you understand and penetrate the ultimate materiality, then you can continue to understand and penetrate the ultimate mentality. Ultimate mentality arises depending on 6 types of bases. If you can already discern 6 types of bases, such as eye transparent element base, ear transparent element base, knows transparent element with tongue transparent element with body transparent element with and heart with. If you can discern these six types of phases in their the object together, then you can discern ultimate mentality easily. So to penetrate ultimate mentality, you should have enough the light of wisdom or enough concentration. Without concentration, you cannot penetrate this ultimate materiality in ultimate mentality. In the same way, if you had been discerned ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality, then you must try to understand and penetrate the noble truth of the origin of suffering, especially dependent origination. If we summarize dependent origination according to Buddha's teaching, five past causes produce present five effects. Present five causes produce future five effects. Five past causes are avijja, ignorance, dana, craving, upadana, clinging, sankhara, formations, and karma coming forth. These five past causes will produce present five effects. Present five effects are especially five aggregates of clinging only. In the same way, in this very life you are accumulating again five causes, which are ignorance, jhana, craving, upadana, clinging, sankhara formations, and karma coming forth. These present five causes also will produce future five effects or future five aggregates. If you understand the causal relationship between these cause and effects, at that time we can say you understand dependent origination or the noble truth of the origin of suffering, Sumuriya Sitya partially. At that time only you can continue to practice vipassana. But what are five past causes? To understand these five past causes, I want to ask you some questions. What is this? Please tell me. What is this? What is this? This is pain. Is it true? Do you believe this is pain? But who is there? Yes, Sangha. Do you see this is false error? Do you believe this is false error? If you understand this is false error or this is pain, this is wrong understanding. Why? If you can take some four elements systematically in your body as well as external body, internally and externally both, then you can see only a group of small particles only. If you analyze these small particles, in each small particle, there are at least 8 types of materiality or 9 types of materiality or 10 types of materiality, etc. These ultimate materialities, as soon as they rise, they pass away very, very quickly. There is no pause here, or there is no hint. Because there is no time to tell this is pause here, or this is hint. They rise and pass away very, very quickly, within 1 second. Millions of ultimate materiality rise and pass away. So very, very quickly. So there is no time to tell this is false error, etc. But if you understand this is false error, then this understanding is called wrong understanding. That wrong understanding is called avidya, ignorance. But sometimes when you accumulate wholesome dhammas or unwholesome dhammas, you may have any attachment for new existence. You may want to attain Nibbana, but if you cannot attain Nibbana, if there is any future existence, what do you want to be? For example, if you want to be bhikkhu, for example, then if you understand there is bhikkhu, this is wrong understanding. If you have attachment to bhikkhu's life, this is called craving. Repeated craving is called upadana clinging. Based on these three defilement wrongs, avidya, ignorance, tanha, craving, upadana clinging, you accumulate wholesome dhammas. Now you are listening to dhamma talk. You are practicing meditation. What are you doing? You are accumulating wholesome dhammas only. While you are meditating on your breath object, if you can concentrate for a few minutes or for a few seconds, we can see you are accumulating millions of wholesome dhammas. At that time, if you wish for to become bhikkhu in future existence, this wholesome dhammas supported by ignorance, craving, and clinging, can produce new existence, which you wish for. How you wish for? You wish for to become bhikkhu. So, but these wholesome dhammas are also nature impermanent. As soon as they rest, they pass away very, very quickly. But they left behind karmic force according to your own wish. So that karmic force is called karma. Altogether, there are five causes: avidya, ignorance, tanha, craving, upadana, clinging, sankhara, wholesome dhammas. Then karmic force formation in the karmic force. All together, five causes. In the same way, in one of previous life, you may accumulate that wholesome dhammas to become man or woman. You may wish to become man or to become woman. But before I'm telling about past causes, I want to ask you a few questions. Dukkha Siddha, the noble truth of suffering is effect. Samudaya Siddha, the noble truth of the origin of suffering is cause. Because of the arising of Samudaya Siddha, Dukkha Siddha rise. So Samudaya Siddha is cause, Dukkha Siddha is effect. If there is cause and effect, cause must be preceding or succeeding. Effect must be preceding or succeeding. What do you think? If there is cause, there will be effect. So cause must be preceding. Effect must be succeeding. Do you agree? Do you agree? Then please go up to inside our mother's womb. In this life, in our mother's womb, at the conception stage or birth linking mind moment stage, there are five aggregates. These five aggregates are the noble truth of suffering, dukkha, siddha. What is the cause of these dukkha citta. The cause of dukkha citta is samudaya citta. So in this life, dukkha citta is first. If you can accept, because of the arising of samudaya citta, dukkha citta arises, then that samudaya citta cannot be in this present life. That samudaya citta must be in previous life only. Do you agree? If you cannot accept this point, then no, you are accumulating wholesome dhammas to become bhikkhu or to become deva or brahma, etc. Is it also possible? If you cannot accept five past causes produce present five aggregates, then present five causes also, how you can say present five causes also will produce future effect? So you should try to possess enough confidence in the teaching of Buddha Dhamma. If past causes cannot produce present effect, then please consider carefully. Bodhisattvas accumulate 10 types of paramis for many eons. These paramis are wholesome dhammas. These wholesome dhammas are not present. They are past wholesome dhammas. If the past karma or past paramis cannot produce present existence for our Buddha, Bodhisattva, then it is not necessary to accumulate wholesome dhammas or wholesome paramis. In the same way, you had accumulated that wholesome dhammas in previous life. These wholesome dhammas produce non-human existence. In the same way, now you are also accumulating wholesome dhammas. These wholesome dhammas also will produce future existence. This is the dependent origination only. You should have enough confidence in this dependent origination. If you have no enough confidence in this dependent origination, then your vipassana will be only just superficial, not real vipassana. So please consider carefully this point. So, if you want to discern some past causes, how you should try? You must try systematically. Systematically means, number one, you should try to understand the noble truth of suffering, by aggregates of clinging. Then you should try to understand the noble truth of the origin of suffering, samudaya citta only. But in this case, Buddha taught in Mahasri Prana Sutta. Number one, for example, anapana session. Number one, long breath. Number two, short breath. Number three, the whole body. Number four, tranquilizing the breath formation. Tranquilizing the breath formation is especially referring up to fourth jhana stage. If you attain up to fourth jhana, at that day your breath will be stopped, will stop completely. Your fourth jhana will produce a strong, powerful light. That light is called the light of wisdom. With the assistance of the light of wisdom, if you practice four elements meditation systematically, you can see ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality. If you can discern ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality, how you should continue? Buddha says in Mahasri Prana Sutta, iti ejadava gaya gaya nubasi viharati, bhaidava gaya gaya nubasi viharati, ejada bhaidava gaya gaya nubasi viharati. Thus, a bhikkhu contemplates ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality internally. Thus, a bhikkhu abides contemplating ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality internally, and he abides contemplating ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality externally, and he abides contemplating ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality both internally and externally. In this way, protected. So because of this reason, if you want to practice Vipassana, then you should try to understand ultimate morality and ultimate mentality, both internally and externally. After that, Buddha taught another stage. Samudaya Dhamma Nubha Siva Kaya Same Viharati, Vaya Dhamma Nubha Siva Kaya Same Viharati, Samudaya Vaya Dhamma Nubha Siva Kaya Same Viharati. Because there are two types of Samudaya. Because of the arising of causes, five causes, five aggregates arise. This is causal arising. Because of the complete cessation of five causes, five aggregates cease completely with the remainder. This is causal passing away. You should try causal arising and causal passing away. Then another is momentary arising and momentary passing away. Both causal arising and causal passing away, momentary arising and momentary passing away, you must try to understand. This is second stage of Vipassana. At that time only you can discern causal arising first. Because of the arising of five causes, five aggregates arise. This causal arising you can try to understand when. After you had to be understood ultimate morality and ultimate mentality, both internally and externally. At that time only, you should try to understand Samudaya Sankhya, the noble truth of the origin of suffering only. Without understanding ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality, internally and externally both. If you practice dependent origination, or if you try to understand five past causes, this is Samudaya Sankhya. It is impossible. Why? If you discern five past causes, you must try, they are as if external world, not internal. In this way, you must try only. How you should try? I will discuss tomorrow. Today, I will stop here. Then you can ask many, many questions. It is not necessary to delay.
This is the first question. In our daily life, if we face something that we dislike, how do we know we are ready? Really, let go or accept it. I'll repeat. In our daily life, if we face something that we dislike, how do we know we are really let go or letting go?
You may be faced with pleasant or unpleasant hope. If you face with pleasant, according to our Buddha's teaching, this is because of previous karma. If you face with unpleasant, because of previous wholesome karma. If you face with pleasant, this is because of previous wholesome karma. The best way is whether pleasant or unpleasant. No problem. If you can discern ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality internally and externally both, then you should contemplate them as nature or dukkha or anatta. It is better. Better means, well, I will show you one example. Our Buddha had that pain. He faced with unpleasant object. How he should try this back pain? Ibrahim Vipassana. Rupa Sadaka is Arupa Sadaka Vipassana. This is mentioned in Visuddhimagga. We should study Visuddhimagga. Seven ways of contemplating material adimate materiality and seven ways of contemplating adimate mentality. In this way, he practiced Vipassana. Then he tried to enter Raham Prushin attainment, Radha Phalasamapati. In this way, again he tried, and then he removed this pet pain by doing Dhyana. 10 months before Parinibbana, final cessation, Buddha experienced this pet pain. He faced with unpleasant feeling. So he tried Vipassana. When it is near to in the Raham Prushin attainment, he do Dhyana. May this pet pain not appear up to final cessation moment. In this way, he do Dhyana again every day in the Hindu Prushin attainment. Imagine from Prushin attainment, he also do in the same way, this such about Dhyana. So he removed such suffering by practicing Vipassana. So in the same way, if you face any good pleasant or unpleasant object, at that time you should try to discern adimate materiality and adimate mentality, which is adimate materiality of that unpleasant or pleasant object. Then you should contemplate this adimate materiality and mentality as nature, dukkha, anatta. Then you should try, if you have any ability to enter Prushin attainment, then you should try to attain Prushin attainment in this pattern.
The second question is Anapanasati meditation suitable for everyone, meaning lay person? If not, how do we know what type of meditation is suitable for us? I repeat, is Anapanasati meditation suitable for everyone, lay person, meaning lay person? Right? If not, how do we know what type of meditation is suitable for us?
You should at least try for about nearly 1 month. Then if you cannot concentrate well, after that only you should change another meditation subject. It is better. Really, Anapana meditation is very difficult. It is not easy to concentrate. But when we did Anapana, I have lots of reasons. Many years I'm teaching Samatha as well as Vipassana for many meditators. If we teach Anapana, so are successful. Successful means they can attain up to 4 jhana states. If we teach 4 elements meditation, it is also successful. 4 elements meditation is also not easy. So every Gamathana is not easy. You must try hard for me. Why these two meditation subjects are successful? If we trace up to Tibetan origination states, we can understand well. In previous life, usually, some meditators, they have practiced Anapana of the jhana states, 5 jhana, or 3 jhana, or 5 jhana, or 4 jhana. This is one reason. because of their previous karma. If they break this anabandha in this life, it is also very easy. But some meditators, they did not break this anabandha in previous life. They had not break this anabandha in previous life. So because of this reason, if they break this anabandha, it will be a little bit difficult for them. But if they break this four elements meditation, then it is very easy for them to concentrate on four elements object. Why? When they discern dependent origination, at that time they understood in previous that they had been practiced four elements meditation. So because of previous parami only, how we can know previous parami without practicing dependent origination? It is not easy. But we can say that because of parami, many meditators, they have enough interest in samatha as well as vipassana practice. Without parami, usually they don't want to practice meditation because this is very boring. Many meditators, they have enough strong desire to practice samatha as well as vipassana. Fine, we can say this is because of previous parami. So, in research, many meditators, usually they had been practiced four elements meditation as well as anabandha in previous life. But some meditators, for many months they practice, they are not yet successful. At the day, they ask me to change another meditation subject. Usually I teach kasinas, so very little few persons are successful, so many are not successful. Because there must be Kasina Sakya. Then with open eye they must try to see this Kasina Sakya. Then close eye. Same image must appear, but it is not easy. For many days they practice, they cannot see same image. So because of this reason, it is also not easy. Some meditators, they ask me to practice Veda. Okay, I teach them Veda. If you want to attain jhana stage, how you should practice metta? First, you should try to visualize one respectable teacher. So, that respectable teacher is not standing in front of you while you are practicing metta bhavana. Because of this reason, you must memorize or you must visualize his image in front of you. While you are visualizing this image in front of you, so that this image is clear. Then again you must visualize, then this clear. Because of this reason, object is not stable, then your concentration also cannot be stable. So this is also another problem. Because of this reason, after you had practiced anabana up to fourth jhana stage, at that time, if you discern 32 parts, this is very easy. You can clearly see 32 parts. If you can discern 32 parts internally and externally, both. At that time, if you practice whole color kasinas, it is very easy. For example, taking in front of one meditator's head here, taking this head here as object, then you can practice Nila Gasina. Nila Gasina, they translate brown Gasina or black Gasina or blue black Gasina. So it is not easy to translate. Nila is not Asian. This head hair. This color is called Nila. Then taking urine as object, you can practice yellow Gasina. Taking the black as object, you can practice red Gasina, Lohita Gasina. Taking the skeleton as object, then you can practice white kasina. So it is very easy because of previous concentration. If you attain anabana fourth jhana. Every sitting you must re-establish this fourth jhana concentration. This jhana concentration will produce such a powerful light. With the assistance of that light, if you focus this kakhaya or urine or blood or skeleton, this skeleton will be very clear. Other than if you break this color gasina, white gasina or nila gasina or yellow gasina or red gasina or white gasina, it is very easy. Because of this reason, usually we teach first anapana meditation or four elements meditation. But some meditators, if they practice gasina directly, few meditators are successful. Some meditators, they want to practice metta directly. I teach them metta bhavana. Only one person I have received, he is successful. So many meditators are not yet successful because object is not stable. Now the breath is always. This is stable, we can see. But although this is always stable, we cannot concentrate well. So the visualized image, this is not stable. We must visualize only. So this object also not stable. Then how can we concentrate? Yeah, anapana is stable. We cannot concentrate well. So it is very difficult to see. So because of this reason, usually many meditators have been practiced in previous anapana. Because of this reason we teach anapana. But some meditators, they did not practice anapana in previous life. It will be very difficult.
The third question, Bhante, how does the 12 links of dependent origination fit into the 5 past causes resulting in 5 present effects and 5 present causes resulting in 5 future effects? Bhante, how does the 12 links of dependent origination fit into the 5 past causes resulting in 5 present effects and 5 present effects, 5 present causes resulting in 5 future effects?
Maybe one example, if we explain, it will be a little bit clearer. Now you are accumulating post mantra. In the same way, in previous life also, you are accumulating post mantra. For human beings, Bhosvan Dhammas can produce human existence or 5 aggregates. And Bhosvan Dhammas can produce it is in one of 4 whole states only. But this is only limited for blood linking mind movement, especially blood linking mind movement as well as going up mind movement, going to deep mind movement. If you want to understand dependent origination of 12 legs, then you should try to discern ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality internally and externally both. After discerning ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality internally and externally both, then you can discern past ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality. There are different, especially five ways how to discern dependent origination. Among five ways, usually we teach the one way. This one way is Hara-Sauta method. Hara-Sauta method means you must discern five present causes or five karma water. For example, now in future, if you want to become bhikkhu, now you are accumulating Bhosvan Dhammas, you are meditating as well as listening Dhamma talk. While listening Dhamma talk, you are accumulating many Bhosvan Dhammas. While you are meditating also, you are accumulating many Bhosvan Dhammas. So, before meditating or after meditating, you should wish to be, because of this wholesome karma, may I be reborn as a bhikkhu in future, for example. If you wish for in this way, if you understand as bhikkhu, this is wrong understanding, ignorance. Then, if you have attachment to bhikkhu, like this bhikkhu's existence, you existence, this is called craving. The vision craving is called clinging. Now you are meditating, for example, you are practicing anapana. You are accumulating wholesome dhammas. These wholesome dhammas are called sankhara formations. When they are called sankhara, they can produce new existence. They have power to produce new existence. So they are called sankhara. But they are nature and bhamini. As soon as they rest, they pass away. So when they pass away, they left behind coming force. That coming force is called karma. Put together, there are five causes: vijja, ignorance, tanha, craving, upadana, clinging, sankhara, formations, volitional formations. Karma, coming force. First, you should try to discern this fact. If you can discern present five causes, it will be very easy for you to discern first five causes. How you should try? Before meditating, you should, for example, offer to the Buddha flowers and candles, for example. This is your accumulated wholesome dharma. And then please wish for to become bhikkhu in future life. This is your accumulating vijja, ignorance, tanha, craving, and upadana clinging. And then please offering flowers and candle lights to the Buddha image. This is called sankhara formation. These sankhara formations are nature and bhamini. As soon as they rise, they will pass away. So they are nature. But they left behind karmic force, which can produce new future existence called bhikkhu life. So altogether, there are five causes. Before meditating, you should try to offer these flowers and candle light or something to the Buddha image or to the Chaitya. And please wish for to become bhikkhu. Then please go to your meditation place. And then please re-establish your fourth jhana. If you attain up to fourth jhana anabana, then you should re-establish your fourth jhana concentration. With the strong powerful light appear, other than you should discern ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, internally and externally. Fourth. After discerning ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality, internally and externally both, other than while you are really offering flowers and candle lights to the Buddha image or to the Chaitya, at the day, ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality, you should try to discern. This is crossing my past ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality only. How you should discern? Then especially please discern inside your heart. There are 54 types of materiality. What are 54? If you want to understand, please try this strategy. Among these 54, you should especially emphasize heart base. You should discern heart base in the materiality. Depending on heart base, there are mentalities rising and passing. This mentality, you should try to discern ultimate materiality and mentality. Then slowly forward. Discern ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, slowly forward, ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality. Then slowly, when you are really offering flowers and candle lights to the Buddha image or to the Chaitya, at that time, ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality, you should discern. Especially when you are discerning ultimate materiality and mentality. If you get this and heart place, you can clearly see going up mind door. You should emphasize this going up mind door. That going up mind door is transparent like mirror. If you discern ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality in going up mind door in this way, then between two going up mind doors, cognitive process, which really you are really offering flowers, you can analyze to the Buddha. At that time, ultimate materiality and mentality, cognitive process, you can clearly see. If you can discern this ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality while you are offering generalized flowers to the Buddha or to the Siddhya, then this we can say you can discern approximate ultimate materiality and mentality. About this ultimate materiality and mentality, avidya, karna, upadana, ignorance, craving, and clinging, this is one cognitive process. You should try to understand this cognitive process. These three arise as an imbalance in mind movement, to end up mind movement. Usually, these three are associated with the mental formation. In each mind movement, in each imbalance in mind movement, there are 20 mental formations. You should try to discern this first. At that time only, you can try to discern first. Mentality, materiality. When really offering to the flowers or candle lights to the area, at that time, cognitive process, wholesome cognitive process. In each jhana, wholesome mind movement, they are usually studied for mental formation. You should try to listen this study for. This study for mental formations, as well as they have, they pass away very, very quickly. But they left behind coming force. You should try also to understand this coming force. So if you can discern five present causes, ignorance, craving, clinging, sankha, original formations, and karma, then you should try to discern fatwa, ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and this story. Up to our mother's womb. At the beginning stage, perception stage, of birth, clinging, mind movement stage, ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality. If you get this ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality, at rebirth, clinging, mind movement, then you should try to discern ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality forward. In previous life, in time of death, one of three signs appear usually. One of three signs means karma or karma nimitta or kriti nimitta. Karma means you are at the time accumulating wholesome dhammas again, as if you are accumulating wholesome dhammas. At the time you may see this wholesome kusala jitana group. This is karma. Karma sign means you may see flowers, or you may see kediyas, or you may see Buddha images, etc. This is called karma sign. Karma nimitta. Kriti nimitta means destination, the site of destination. For human beings, the site of destination means our mother's womb color, red color only. So one of these three signs will appear. I will show you one example. When one meditator discerns these five past causes, in time of death, in her Maranasana Jhavana mind movement, death proximate Jhavana mind movement, in her mind door, in his mind door, he sees flowers offering to the Chediya. So, when he is offering chidiya to the offering flowers to the chidiya, this is called karma nimitta, karma sign. What is his purpose? To offer flowers to the Chediya. What is his purpose? Other than he is limit, no woman. What is his purpose? His purpose, other than when he is really offering to the flowers, he had one wish to be beautiful like flower. To be beautiful like flower means, what is the meaning? He wants to become woman, very beautiful like flower. Such intention, with such intention he offer flowers to the Chediya. So, if he understood, beautiful woman like flower, this is wrong understanding, this is ignorance. He has attachment to beautiful life. This is craving. Repeated craving is called clinging upadana. So these three are called defilement of kilesa for them. Depending on these three defilement rounds, he accumulate offering flowers to the Chediya. This is accumulating wholesome dhamma, sankhara, original formations. But these sankharas, as well as they arrive, they pass away very, very quickly. But they left behind karmic force, which can produce new existence according to his own wish. Beautiful, beautiful like flower. Beautiful like flower. So, altogether there are five causes. Ignorance, craving, clinging, original formations, and karmic force. The karmic force is very important. He should try again and again to see this karmic force. And if he sees this karmic force, whether this karmic force produces ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality, and then of what linking my moment, fixing my moment. So he should try, in this side, he should try to see, in then of what linking moment, ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality. This side, he should try to see karmic force. This side, again, if he see, then he will understand. This karma produces this aggregate. At that time, the linking of past cause and present fact of that, he will understand. But for some meditators, we teach with one example. For example, here, please try to see. Find this bending, stretching. Why? Because of mind. So here connected with mind. Mind produce materiality. Other than he already is ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, internally, externally. Because of this reason, he can already understood mind produce materiality. So mind produce materiality, there is called relationship between cause and effect. In the same way, here karma, he can discern karma clearly. Now here, but linking mind moment, there is ultimate materiality. He must try to see this and this again and again. Then, because of this, this will be right. It is immersion sati, ida hoti. Immersion bada, ida obesity. If there is this, then this will arise. If there is, because of rising of this, this will be arise. This is dependent orientation. The linking of 12 patterns. Linking of 12 patterns means here, defilement wrong, voidya, dhanna, upadana, ignorance, craving, clinging, this is one. Defilement wrong. Depending on defilement wrong, it accumulates sankhara formations. Between sankhara and defilement realm, there is one link. Because he wants to be beautiful woman like flower. Because of this reason, he accumulated this fourth dhamma. Because of this fourth dhamma, he aggregates three kriya. So, this kamya force and this five aggregates kriya is also linking. In the same way, in the present, if you accumulate five causes, vijayatana, uparana, sankhara, then there will be future new existence in the same way. So there, cause, effect, in this way, there are many different linkings.
Next question. Does a volitional action produce result only once, or can it produce result again and again through many lifetimes? Repeat. Does a volitional action produce result only once, or can it produce result again and again through many lifetimes?
Volitional action as well as unvolitional action both can produce through many lifetimes. Why? When accumulating Bhūsvān Dhamma or Abhūsvān Dhamma, there are uncountable volitional formations. Uncountable means within 1 second, millions of Bhūsvān Dhammas can rise in fast way. Among these, in the same way, when you are accumulating Bhūsvān Dhammas, Bhūsvān Dhammas also within 1 second, many millions of Bhūsvān Dhammas can rise in fast way. Among these Bhūsvān Dhammas, in each Shavana, embellishing mind movement. In every mind, in every Shavana mind movement, there are volition, Chetana. One volition can produce one new existence if you wish for to become new existence. So because of this reason, whether wholesome action or unwholesome action can produce uncountable new existences. One example is Venerable Mahamoglana. In one of previous his life, he killed his father and mother. This is only one action. But he suffered a lot in hell, many millions of years. When he escaped from the hell, he was killed before Moglana, like more than 200 lives. And he was killed. Then he was crushed his head into pieces. Then he passed away. So more than 200 lives followed. In the same way, there is Bhūsvān Dhamma, Pincha Sila Samadhaniya Mahathira. Pincha Sila Samadhaniya Mahathira means to observe five precepts diligently. In the time of Buddha Mudra Buddha, he was a poor man. He can do no donation. Because of this reason, he tried to observe, to purify his five precepts. How many years? 100,000 years he observed to purify his five precepts. And then he practiced metta vipassana whenever he had any opportunity. Because of this reason, within 100,000 years, he never reborn in Poho, in one of Poho Bhul states. Because of this person, coming forth, he was reborn in Jiva plane, in human plane only. 100,000 years. So success means they are producing many different results.
The next question is on the factors of enlightenment. Question. What are the 7 factors, Bodhyananda, of enlightenment? How do these 7 factors lead to enlightenment? Repeat. What are the 7 factors of enlightenment? how do these seven factors lead to enlightenment?
This is a good question, but if we explain, the whole night also cannot finish. Many days also cannot finish. So later, when we trying to matter, then we also trying to explain seven enlightenment factors. Later, to make me, let us stop. Sharing merit. Idhami bhunya asavakhaya maha hodu. Idhami bhunya nibbanasa pachyo hodu. Idhami bhunya sabha sadhana bhajema. Isabi Vesama Punyabhagam Labandu.